what I want to. You say I break rules all the time, so I've always known what I had was special. Always knew I didn't quite belong. And now that I've left those muggles, I realize that they treated me wrong. I don't miss them. No, I don't miss them.
You say... Hello, and welcome to... the 7th.
Yeah, we're at 7 now.
Yep. It's really not that much, but it feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
First off, thank you to Katie Cardi for letting us use her song on our podcast. And today we'll be covering the subject of Albus Dumbledore, which is pretty cool. Anyways, Alex is pulling it up right now.
Yeah. We have many things on Dumbledore, as he's the headmaster of Hogwarts.
Oh, he was in Gryffindor?
Mm-hmm.
And he died when he was 150?
Whoa. Sam, do you want to read the thing off MuggleNet's website?
Sure. Distinguishing characteristics. Long silver hair and beard. Half-moon spectacles, behind which twinkle clear blue eyes. He is considered to be the greatest wizard of modern times. He also has a scar, which is a perfect map of the London Underground above his knee.
Yeah, I think that's just weird that he has.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. What did he do? Was he a giant, like, fell on the London Underground?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And...
oh! That's right, Dumbledore's nothing. I've only truly left Hogwarts when none here are loyal to me.
Yeah, and there's some people who are loyal to him. And that's off DumbledoreIsNotDead.com. Which, if you go and read it all, I've heard that you'll be convinced that he's not dead.
Well, yeah. Let's read it. Read it, Alex.
Well, maybe not. At least, I don't think he is. Hi, my name is David Haber, and I've written everything on this site except for the pages on the Sluggish Memory section where our guest articles are featured. I'm also the managing editor of Wizard News. That's interesting.
I must admit, JK completely got me. I fell for it all, hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
I waited online at midnight on July 16 to be among the first to get a copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Like millions of others around the world, I had it completely read by the afternoon the next day. Caught up in the roller coaster of J.K.'s marvelous and fantastic mysteries, Snape's betrayal and the death of Dumbledore caught me completely by surprise. Dumbledore was dead, and on top of that, Snape had done it. My brand new copy of Half-Blood Prince became his tear stain as one of Hagrid's notes, and I remained upset about it all the rest of the day. But after sleeping on it, the next day I realized that there were more important clues about Snape and Dumbledore that I had missed, and the more I looked back, the more clues I found, realizing that they had been there all along.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And he has clues, like clues that Dumbledore gave were... these are some of the clues of Dumbledore contained in the pages of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, which support the possibility that Dumbledore is really not dead, and that everything happened that night was planned well in advance by Dumbledore himself. Each one of these clues, in perhaps by itself, not completely convincing, but if you put them together all, Dumbledore's big chill. There's just a bunch of weird things. Personally, I believe Dumbledore is dead, and he's spent his time at Hogwarts, and...
but it does say I will only truly have left Hogwarts when none here are loyal to
him. Mm-hmm.
So, burn!
Still, it depends what he's saying by that. Does he mean that he as...
Like, while he's still living or dead or...
Or does it mean, like... Because...
I don't like dead people.
He'll still be there. It depends. I take it. He could still be considered being there.
His spirit could be gone.
Yeah. His spirit will never leave Hogwarts. Until...
Yeah, until...
None are loyal to him.
None are truly loyal to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Dumbledore's not dead part.
Yeah.
And as we all know, Dumbledore was headmaster of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
There's some...
What is there?
There's this interesting thing that they've already released the
date for
the release
fifth
date.
Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, it's going to be July 13th, 2007, which should make for one Potter crazy week, considering J.K. Rowling's seventh and final chapter in the series is scheduled to hit bookstores on the 7th. That's
amazing.
I mean, that's all I'll be... We'll be doing podcasts, like, every day, Sam.
Definitely.
I know.
Posters. Ooh, I want a poster.
We'll be doing it every day. What a Potter-filled week. Harry Potter-filled week. And it'll be the last Harry Potter book.
Oh, no. But it won't be the last film.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to be convinced that Harry's scar is a Horcrux.
Harry's scar? Nah.
Because there's Sam.
No, but remember, he didn't have a scar until after he made the Horcruxes.
The thing is...
Actually, no.
He could...
I'm wrong.
Yes, he could have another one. And another thing is in many press releases, and many of our listeners have sent us emails saying what we think about the last sentence being... Harry, where's your scar?
What?
I've read in press releases and people have sent us things saying, Harry, where's your scar?
Come that makeup.
That could be.
Wait. You mean the last line of the seventh book is going to be, Harry, where's your scar?
Yes.
Harry, where's your scar?
It's probably Hermione. It's probably Hermione.
Harry? Where's your scar?
I know.
I can imagine. Oh, that's a great to imagine.
Yeah.
Harry, where's your scar?
Yeah, I wonder.
Wait, what's that of?
So, is there... can you think of anything else about Albus Dumbledore? There's so much, I know. But what do we want to mention in the podcast?
I kind of have limited time. You know, because lunch.
Let's see. General, Albus Dumbledore was a great wizard with an impressive list of achievements to his name. He defeated the Dark Wizard Grindelwald in 1945. I wonder, because what does it mean by defeated? Does that mean killed?
Yeah, I guess so.
But then people said that that Voldemort was defeated, and he came back.
Yeah.
I think
Grindelwald isn't really involved in the book at all. He's just a little side character.
We don't know. He could have been like the big terror before.
They only mentioned him once.
Yeah, he
like,
could have been
1947. He could have been.
He could have been like the big terror before Voldemort. I don't know. It depends. It's just.
Seriously.
Actually, no, because
because
Voldemort's referred to as the darkest wizard
ever to live.
Yeah, and
technically he's not living; he's like being.
Yeah, he's like being,
not living.
Yeah, Dumbledore also discovered the 12 uses of dragon's blood.
What about the 12 uses of dragon's blood?
Yeah, we don't know about that. Sam, like. I know there's some uses of dragon's blood.
Yeah, like what?
I
the worst Harry Potter fan are like any uses of dragon's blood.
I know. I'm not sure, but I know I've heard of them.
I have not heard of them. Nice
Your
iPod's charged.
Yes, Sam. I know my iPod is charged.
Okay. Wait. It tells the 12 users. Oh, okay.
Yeah. On HP Lexicon, it tells you what the 12 uses are. Drag. Here, Sam, you want to read this?
I bet they made this all.
Sam, do you want to read this?
Dragons are one of the most amazing magical creatures in the world. Dragons are terrifying and awe-inspiring. Ooh, that's a nice picture. Dragons are terrifying and awe-inspiring as they take wing and breathe fire. Muggles remember them only as beasts from mythology, which is a credit to the ongoing efforts of the Ministries of Magic in many countries who work tirelessly to keep these huge beasts hidden. Wizards who work with them are called Dragon Keepers. Charlie Weasley is Dragon Keeper in Romania.
Yeah, and on HP Lexicon, they have many things. Like, they have stuff about every dragon that is mentioned.
Viper Tooth? No, that's not mentioned.
Yeah, I've never heard of some of these.
Iron Belly.
Uses of dragons.
Dung.
But let's see. Is there...
They have...
Blood.
Dung has a use?
There are 12 uses for dragon's blood, as discovered by Albus Dumbledore. The 12th use is over cleaner. Is oven cleaner. That's weird.
Oven cleaner. You just have them or not?
Yeah, but I wonder what the others are.
Yeah, me too.
It's very...
It's very odd.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they don't play a very big role in the story.
But
in the epic saga.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's. So back to Albus Dumbledore. He was the headmaster of Hogwarts until his death. Yeah, we know that.
No, he wasn't always the headmaster of Hogwarts.
Yes, but that's
when did he become the headmaster?
Yeah, I wonder.
That's odd. If any of y'all know when, please email us. We'd like to know. We'd like to learn from you.
In the 1940s, he had become the Transfiguration teacher. We know that.
Yeah, but headmaster.
Yeah, I wonder when he became headmaster.
Doesn't say, does it?
Yeah. Yeah, something I really don't like is how these people put dates.
You don't know when it is. For all we know, this could be in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Star Wars starts.
It could be a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
For all we know.
Yeah. So, Sam, what do you think? Do you like how they do it?
Nah, I don't. Because for all we know, this could be, as I said before, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, where everything is the same in that world, in that universe, except that one rat has the place of another rat.
Yeah. Dumbledore got an Order of Merlin first class. He was Supreme Mugwump of the International Confederation of Wizards. What's that? What's a mugwump?
A mugwump. Sounds like a plant.
He was supreme. He was sounds chief like warlock of Wizard Gamot. Before he was kicked out and then.
The Wizard Gamot.
He was invited to become the Minister of Magic, no less than four occasions.
Declined. Always.
He successfully destroyed one of Voldemort's precious Horcruxes, moving...
Which one was that again?
At least one stumbling block to deny the Dark Lord his...
Which one was that again?
We don't know.
Yeah?
Although his particular achievement came at a very high price, leaving his right hand permanently blackened and shriveled, he was, until his death, one of the only two living people to have achieved this feat, the other being Harry Potter, who destroyed the diary Horcrux. Yeah. I think it's funny.
Wait, what one did he get rid of again? Oh!
We don't know, but remember, he just came back with a blackened hand.
Yeah, but I remember it said somewhere what one he destroyed.
Yeah.
God! This is so evil!
I know, I can't remember it.
You see.
So, Dumbledore's first year going to Hogwarts was 1851. He was almost certainly Gryffindor.
But we don't know that.
As Hermione tells us.
Hermione tells us that?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but...
Albus comes from the Latin word for white. Mm-hmm. As suggesting,
that's called, Albus is actually white.
Yeah.
In Latin, I take Latin.
As so. Well as suggesting Albon.
Like, all of these words in here come from Latin. Like, Expelliarmus, like, expel means get rid of.
Yeah, and then Leviosis.
Expel means without.
There's levitate.
Yeah, Leviosis means
levitate. Here's something about Dumbledore. Is an old English word for bumblebee. That's weird.
According to J.K.R. who says... Yeah. I'm gonna read that! Go back up. According to J.K.R. who says that she imagines him wandering around the castle humming to himself... Interestingly, the word Dumbledore has another possibly important meaning. In an email, Christopher Woosley writes. Let's read it. So he was made semi popular. Albus Dumbledore's name would have the meaning white hat.
That's weird because
yeah, that is weird.
We don't know what his wand kind is. He speaks many languages. He recognizes Parseltongue.
Yeah.
Favorite foods, sherbet lemon drops, cockroach clusters, hot cocoa, raspberry jam, and acid pops. I mean, acid pops. Why would anyone like acid pops?
Because they're stupid.
We don't know what his boggart would be. Worst fear, memory. He has his chocolate frog card, which still says current headmaster of Hogwarts, which they need to update. Dumbledore in the film. Dumbledore is played by Richard Harris in the first two films. Harris died sometime after the second film, and the part was played in the third by Mitchell Gambon.
Harris was better.
Yeah.
First guy was better, but he died.
Actually,
they must be running out of old guys because I mean they're using them a lot.
I think
in Lord of the Rings.
Richard Harris played Gandalf.
Yeah, they're running out of old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Death
date was June 1997.
How did I know that?
I know. I don't. Yeah. I don't... I just don't like it.
Neither do I. Because, like, they don't know that.
Yeah.
Rowling told them.
If anyone thinks that...
If anybody has a chance to interview J.K. Rowling, email us about it.
If anyone knows... if anyone knows... where they got these dates from, besides just saying,
of course.
I'm just going to say that this happened, that the last book, that sixth book was happened in the year of 1996-1997 school year. But I don't see why.
Yeah, neither do I.
That makes
it's
it.
Really, it's really dumb. It's
yeah.
Really stupid. Whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything else to say to you, Alex.
Yeah, Dumbledore... everyone liked Dumbledore.
No, not Voldemort.
Okay, all the readers liked Dumbledore.
How do you know that? How do you know? What if there was, like...
Okay, I'm
what
sure...
What if Saddam Hussein was reading?
Okay,
from how J.K. Rowling made him seem, it sounds like most people would like Dumbledore. I think that J.K. Rowling probably killed him off for a reason. Nice, Sam. You dropped your coffee mug.
I don't drink coffee. It's called Coke.
Okay, Coke. Why'd you have a coffee mug? Okay.
Because all the other cups, my dishwasher sucks. All the other cups are like dirty.
Okay. So I think there's a reason why J.K. R. killed him off.
I gotta clean this up.
What do you think? Do you think there's a reason?
Can't tell. Yeah, I do.
It's Harry's like getting older, and she's killing off all the people who are like father-like to him. Yeah, it seems.
Cause she wants him to like progress by himself, you know.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
I don't know.
I gotta finish.
Yeah, but he.
But all over your tape,
it's not
sticky anymore.
Yeah. So, email us if you know anything.
Yeah, please.
About
seriously, please.
And you think that Dumbledore's really not dead, and you think that there's more.
Me, I think that's crazy.
That we haven't.
Crazy.
Done. We'd be very interested in hearing. Also, if you know where they got this timeline from, we'd be very interested in hearing. What you have to say. Oh, and a new thing. We have HP Detectives Google group.
Oh, yeah.
It's, and if you want to be a part of it, just give us an email at harry@hpdetectives.com. Yeah, harry@hpdetectives.com or hp_detd.com/detectives@ googlegroups.com. And we can add you to that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, I guess I'll be off this week. Sorry about not getting to you last week.
Yeah.
We're going to try and do one every week.
I had a test. You know.
Yeah, we're going to have to do one every week. Okay.
See ya.
Until next time.
This music is great.
Yeah.
Bye.
watched you for a long time. Now this mirror must go. It won't be here tomorrow. I'm sorry, Harry. No, I know it's hard to lose. I'd say okay. Do you say I only do what I want to?